The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Your power is my mission. We are determined to help all of us find personal prescriptions for our power, helping us own our health and live our best life. Joining me today is Robin Youkilis. Robin is a certified wellness expert and an author. She is great about helping thousands of women with crazy diets and understanding the connection between diet, their gut, and weight. Robin helps her clients through her health coaching practice, Your Healthiest You, and helps them break free of the craziness of dieting and helping them connect back to their inner sparkle. Her latest book, Thin From Within, The Go With Your Gut Way to Lose Weight, is a part coaching guide and part cookbook with 75 delicious recipes and was just released on February 13th. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
We are thrilled to have you, and this is a topic near and dear to every woman's heart. Haven't met a woman who hasn't asked me about it or is concerned about it in some way, shape, or form. Why are we all so worried about weight? What do you even consider weight when we talk about it in that term? And where do we go with this? I feel like, you know, we have every magazine, every television show, every product on the market talking to us as women about how to manage our weight. What do you think is going on there?
So first off, I don't know about you, but most women I speak to and myself were never taught anything about how to eat in a way that was healthy, what that even means, what that looks like. It was more just, you know, finish your plate, don't leave anything behind, get that down, we've got to get to soccer practice, or whatever kind of chaos was happening around mealtimes. And no one had a conversation with me about what it meant to nourish myself. And my father, growing up, always struggled with his weight. I remember him always being on a diet, and I remember seeing him sneak food and my mom take food away, and I remember seeing my mom be kind of more on the restrictive side. Not to a point of negativity, but just like, you know, she could take a bite of a cookie and leave the rest there. And I wonder why I would eat my cookies and I her leftover cookies and what that was all about and the story with my dad and just all of that. And no one talked to me about that. And so no wonder fast forward, you know, through my teenage years and I see the girls around me dieting. And at some point I just said, you know, my body's not good enough and I need to fix it. And I took in the messages from the media and the magazines and again, paired with no one talking to me about what it meant to feed myself in a healthy way or how that could look. And I sort of went into a spiral with it and struggled with my own body image and diets for years and years and years, leading up to where I am today.
Wow. You know what? You know, why are we all getting this message? Is it coming from our homes? Is it coming just internally? Is there something that we need to be doing? Maybe, you know, I'm a parent, you're a parent as well. Like, is there something, you know, and I'm guilty, by the way, of talking about weight and my husband talking about his weight and things like that openly in the family. You know, are there things we need to be doing, again, to prepare our children to have a healthy relationship with weight? You know, what have you seen work?
So first, having that conversation with yourself, right? I always coach in my coaching practice, begin with yourself, start with your side of the street, right? I always hear a lot of like, well, how do I get my family to eat healthier? It's like, just work on you for like even a year and we'll go from there. So first, you know, what is your weight story? I take my clients through a lot of journaling, a lot of workbook exercise type work to sort of see what our stories are there. You know, what was your relationship to food growing up? What's your relationship there? And then uncovering a little bit more, not just more my definition of weight. So we have, when we think of weight, we think of physical weight, right? It's a number on a scale. But I'm more concerned with, and the work that I do in this book, Thin From Within, is around emotional weight. So what is it that we're kind of energetically carrying that's weighing us down? And so that can be our story, that can be our perception of food, our own struggle. So starting with getting that down and just taking a look at it. And then, you know, as it relates to after you, you know, kind of unravel some of that for yourself, you can work with a coach, or I give a workbook through my book. then you can start from there. Say, okay, I'm actively working on making this better myself. I'm bringing in some of these tools. Someone like me, maybe it's inspiring you, or maybe it's somebody else, right? Just not find someone that you're like, yeah, I get that message. That feels helpful and supportive. And then talking to our kids around it, you know, just say, you know, how do you feel about your body? What messages are you getting, you know, from other girls in school? And with our toddlers and little ones, food is neutral. I always give that tip. Food is neutral. It is not to be used as a reward, as, you know, a coercion device. It is neutral. It is nourishment. It is here to fuel us, feed us, help our guts, help our bodies, live our best lives. It's neutral. It's not to be used in the ways that we've kind of slipped into using. So some of that education around that, how we speak to our kids, how we speak to our older ones, you know, and all of us being a part of this change, of the change of this conversation around weight loss and our bodies.
I think that's amazing. And I do know, you know, that maybe paying more attention to our own personal weight stories and what are we associating with all of that is critical. And you're suggesting like pen to paper, like create your own weight story and try to understand what that story is. Is that the best way to do that? Or do you prefer more meditative type routines? What's the best way to really tap into your own personal weight story?
So I say, I always like to teach with the practical and the emotional. And so as you're hearing me explain this as a listener, you know, what's connecting with you more? So do you need to go in through that emotional place? So do you need to do pen to paper and sort of get some of that out, write down your story, what all that is, kind of look at it without judgment, and then you could start to write out what you'd like your new story to look like, right? To feel empowered by food and your choices.
Right.
So that's more the emotional, deeper work there. And then I also like to work with the practical. So if you're someone that's like, girl, I've been journaling every day, you know, and I'm still feeling so frustrated, that's when I like to go the more practical route. And so one thing that I teach in my book is the good gut rule of five, which is a really helpful formula or template when you're putting your meals together to make sure that you are getting the macro micronutrients you need, that you're eating enough, that you're being really fed. Because I find a lot of the women that come to me are dieting through their meals and eating through their days. So it's this mind frame of like, well, I'll just have a little salad with some protein on it. And like, kind of how
so
little
true.
Can I eat? Right?
So true.
And we really need to be eating when it's mealtime, like really eating, being present with that experience, getting healthy fat, quality protein, vegetables, getting that all in there and eating so that you're not just, you know, scavenging the whole
all
rest
through
of
the
day. So really all through the day. And so that template really helps you kind of reframe how we think about mealtime as well.
Hang on, more with Dr. Taz coming up. Now, you know, mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to help, offering 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. How easy is that? Oh, you want to know what has been delivered to my door recently? How about salmon burgers with caper remoulade and roasted matchstick fries, and pork katsu with black pepper garlic mayo, wilted greens, and jasmine rice? Can you say yum? Now, Sunbasket takes care of all the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. Once again, sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to Dr. Taz.
And guys, just from a nerdy science perspective on this whole thing, you know, as we continue to look at research on weight and what's happening and what the best ways to eat to manage weight and all the variables that go with that, you know, what the science is actually saying is that disordered eating or this sort of grazing all day long may actually be hurting us because it's never really allowing blood sugar levels to settle. It's never really allowing insulin levels to clear. And the new recommendations are really just sit, eat mindfully. In fact, there's a study out this week, I think, on how eating slower makes such a difference. Eat mindfully, but eat 3 square meals a day and let's start getting rid of the disordered eating between the meals and the skipping around that we all do, thinking like calorically we're going to come out lower on the other end of the table there. But what we're all missing is the emotional connection to food, the enjoyment of experiencing food and eating food, and even the social connection that comes with mealtime. So we're seeing that in the science world. I know you're talking about it from the emotional perspective. You talk a lot, and my assumption is the book talks a lot about this as well, about the gut health connection to weight loss. I talk about it a lot more from a microbiome standpoint. Tell me what you're bringing to sort of this gut health, you know, sort of revolution really that we're having over the last few years, where we're understanding that so much is rooted in the gut and then so much emotion is rooted in the gut too. What are you seeing, and how does that sort of explained in your book?
Yeah, so I'm so glad that gut health is having such a boom. It's totally trending.
And yes, definitely.
I love that there's so much science out there, right, that you're sharing. And really, I'm excited to share about it from more the emotional eating aspect of things. So how is this connected to, you know, grazing in the cabinets at night when we may not be, you know, really hungry, but we're looking for something, right? So I say in the book, why the gut? Number one, a healthy gut better absorbs the nutrients from the food you're eating. So if you're making the healthy choices, but you're not feeling energized by your food, you're not feeling bright and sparkly, like you may not be absorbing it as well as you need to be. And so focusing on nourishing the gut, balancing the microbiome, getting in those good probiotics in all the different forms, right? Fermented foods, all that good stuff, will help your gut better absorb the actual food that you're putting in your mouth. So it's going to go further for you. Number two, this is my favorite part, is a healthy gut knows exactly what you need to feel your best. And so I connect that to your intuition. So your gut, when we talk about our guts, right, we say, well, I had my felt in my gut, or I had kind of a gut hit around that. You know, that's because that's where your intuitive voice is starting. It's that gut brain, right? If you put a hand on I like to just say, put a hand on your belly, take a breath, feel into that place in you, the center of you that knows already what's best for you right now. Even though you think you're all confused with all the information out there, it's really your body. And just say, you know, what do I need right now? What would feel most supportive? And that might come through, like you might need a heavier, more grounding, warming meal. So a curry with some brown rice might feel really good. You might be feeling kind of heavy or sluggish, so a salad, something that's lighter, you know, more protein might feel energetically right for you. But this might sound like something you maybe are kind of already doing, but I'm sort of giving it a voice to it. So really connecting to self, what would feel good, and learning to make choices from that place. And then number three is really that technical gut-brain connection. So a happier you comes from a healthier gut. And that's because your gut contains millions of neurons and they're sensitive to emotion. Yes. And we have this whole extensive network happening, and we want that serotonin neurotransmitter pumping. And so really nourishing your gut, starting from that place, which the book gives you really practical ways to do that, will help all the happy hormones essentially floating around in our body and increase those and help us feel good. And when we're feeling good, we're going to act more from that place. We've all had those days or weeks when we feel really like I've got this, and we've had those weeks where we haven't. And I want you to feel more of that I've got this.
I couldn't agree more. And then just to make it practical for everybody out there, you know, Robin's gone through a couple of tools already. She's talked about journaling to really get your weight story down. mindfulness and even sort of meditative practices to help you understand your connection to your emotional health and how that might be influencing your food choices. We've sort of thrown out there for you guys, remember to really enjoy your meals and have, you know, true meals, and don't engage in too much disordered eating, because that, I think, both emotionally and physically is affecting the body. And then I love what she's hinting at right now, and hopefully everybody caught it, you know, really, you know, prayer before meals was such a tradition in every religious tradition, every culture I know. But let's take away like sort of all the things that are associated with prayer, but simply a gut check, like putting your hand on your belly, taking a few deep breaths in, acknowledging what you need before you even make food and meal decisions, may be a way to help you manage what the next step is when you do actually eat. And that brings us to something I would love to spend just a few minutes talking about as well, Rob, because I deal with this a lot, where I feel like nobody knows how to cook anymore. And the whole topic of cooking and getting in the kitchen and kind of getting your hands dirty and getting in there becomes like this sort of unforeseen, you know, challenge in a space that can't be navigated due to stress and time and all the steps that go involved with it or involved with cooking. What is the connection, you think, between cooking and prepping your meals and losing weight?
So if you want to get in the driver's seat of your life, you've got to get in the kitchen. You have to. You absolutely have to. You need to learn some basics, find some space or some time. It can just be 1 hour where that's like the only thing you accomplish on the weekend, is to say, I'm going to roast some vegetables on Sunday. That is going to be my big achievement for the weekend. And that's going to be simply enough. Literally cutting up vegetables, buy them pre-cut. A couple tablespoons of a healthy fat, like coconut oil, grays, some sea salt, put your veggies in the oven, and then boil a couple of eggs and have that for the week. It doesn't need to be recipes. It doesn't need to be complicated. And just having some of that in the fridge ready to go when you are takes out so much of the guesswork around meals. You feel empowered by that. And so it doesn't need to be complicated. Keep it really simple and do a little bit more. I love to teach about meal prep in a way that's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to make, let's say you're making tacos for the family, like cook some extra veggies at the same time, make a couple of extra proteins. You're already making a mess. You know, if you're making some scrambled eggs for your little ones for breakfast, put some of those eggs to boil on the back burner at the same time. And you can just incorporate one thing a week to start, right? If you're already going to make a tray of veggies, make two trays of veggies. And over time, you start to become second nature to you. You don't think about it. You just start shuffling things in the kitchen. And then when it's time for you to make a stir fry, for example, you have those cooked veggies ready to go. You have some quinoa that's frozen that you bought already cooked, or rice in the freezer. Throw it in a pan. It's really shifting the way that we think about cooking to more just like a little bit of meal prep. How am I taking my best care of myself? You need to be in the kitchen to control the quality of the oil that you're using, the amount that you're putting on your plate, and really the abundance of vegetables, because you're just not going to get enough veggies from any other source other than you.
I couldn't agree more, and many of you have already heard me talk about my legendary batch cooking, which I'm really going to need to film at some point, because it's complete madness, but it's so normal to me now that it makes my entire week so much better. Like, for example, I'll have eggs boiling, I'll have a couple of proteins roasting, I'll have like three or four entrees I'm making, and every stove, every oven, every cutting board is dirty and working all at one time, but it's literally like 1.5 hours and I'm done for about 4 days, and it's amazing, and I don't have to stress about breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the days ahead of time. And that's one of the ways that we found that we can control sort of this cooking piece with very busy lives and children and everything else that we do. And my husband actually has noticed, you know, we went through a very stressful time in our lives where, you know, like many couples, we were just running and eating out a lot. But he's actually noticed that on the given day when we go out to eat for fun or for a celebration or whatever else, he literally swells the next next day. He's literally like 5 pounds heavier the next morning. And so he's gotten to the point where eating out is, you know, a rare treat for us every now and then, but he looks so much more forward to the meals at home, even if he has to cook them, because it just is no longer worth the payoff, you know. So, you know, I can't stress that more
than enough
to get in that kitchen, learn to play with food, figure out what your solution is. You know, if I've also noticed, just as another quick tip for everybody out there, you can't buy all the groceries and cook everything the same day. So maybe use Instacart or one of those services to have your groceries at your house, so all your energy is going in cooking, or send someone else out for the groceries so that you can focus on cooking, however you guys want to do it, but get back in the kitchen. Robin, this has been such a treat and such a great way to remind everybody to connect to their weight by listening to their gut. Remember that your gut determines your weight, both physiologically, biochemically, and emotionally, and that to really conquer the weight story, first you have to know your own story, you have to listen to your intuition, and we have to get back in the kitchen and participate in mindful, ordered eating. Robin, any last tips for my audience before we let you go?
Yes, so one place to start with all of this, and I love that this is everything that you're into too, and your story about your husband's amazing. I feel that too. Is to just start with chewing your food.
Chew your food as much as you can.
Almost to liquid, as close as you can get it, and that will help you eat more mindfully without thinking, I need to be eating more mindfully, or I need to be slowing down. It's just like, okay, let me just focus on this one practice instead of all the things I'm supposed to be doing, and that will help everything else. It's like the one place we can start. It's free. You can do it anywhere, no matter what you're eating. It's just that simple little how. And I've had clients get off medications from this, heal acid reflux that they'd gone to every specialist, pooping more, losing 5 pounds without thinking about it. So that is such a great number one place to start. That, and I'm going to give you one more. Is that okay?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, adding in raw, fermented, probiotic-rich sauerkraut. So getting those fermented vegetables,
like,
you want to get them from the refrigerator section from your health food store. Make sure there's no vinegar because you want it to be a live product. It should say raw and fermented. Just the ingredients are cabbage, maybe some vegetables, and sea salt. That is loaded with good for your gut probiotics. Have a few forkfuls with a meal and see how that helps too.
Love it. The book is Thin From Within, The Go With Your Gut Way to Lose Weight, on shelves now and available, of course, on Amazon. Robin Euclid, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to connect with Robin, Robin, what's the best way to find you? Is it your website, robineuclid.com?
Thin From Within, you know, an easier little name there, and you can get to my book. My website is my name, my author name, Robin Euclid, and my real name, and that's also my Instagram handle as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us today, Robin. It's been a treat. Everyone else, go find your power. Your power is my mission, and add this book to your way of finding your power and developing your own personalized power prescriptions. See you next time.